Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Sounds like we're out on the highway because I got the window over. All that traffic is coming in here. No, we're right here in our studios. Serious topic today. Of course, it's usually a very serious topic with you. Human trafficking. A couple of forums are coming up, and I think my first question would be to you. I think a lot of people in all these beautiful towns we have here on the South Shore might find it hard to believe that human trafficking even happens in this area.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the issues, obviously. Human trafficking is real. It happens in Plymouth County. It happens everywhere. And I think that, you know, many times a lot of these situations go unrecognized because of, you know, misconceptions, biases, and a lack of understanding. And there's really not a lot of data on it. And I think that it further exacerbates misconceptions.
Now, you have two forums that are coming up that are going to help to give information about human trafficking, public forums. One is in Scituate on October 16th, and one is in Plymouth on October 23rd, and they're both at the public libraries.
Right.
What kind of topics will you talk about?
Well, obviously, we'll be focusing on human trafficking and obviously sexual servitude, as well as labor trafficking also. What's going on, that's something that we're looking at right now also. We've been dealing with, through our Plymouth County Human Trafficking Task Force for the past 3 years, focusing on working and educating our community partners as to what to look for when you show up at scenes, and really trying to refocus the crimes of prostitution and sex for a fee, and educate on exploitation, the victimization of the people who are involved in these things.
Do you think there, with some of the misconceptions or people from what they've thought about maybe during movies that they saw or TV shows, they think it's A, always a woman, B, that they're there willingly, that they want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that those sort of misconceptions exist. And, you know, really the it's a coercion is really what it is. And it can be an overt coercion on somebody. It could be subtle. It could be psychological. It could be physical. And how do people end up in these situations? Many times we're dealing with kids who are runaways, who find themselves in a situation where they have no money, no resources, no help, and they end up, you know, selling themselves. And they never really pay back that quote-unquote debt to these individuals who are doing that. So people need to understand what's going on out there. And the people who are choosing to live these lives need to know that we will be prosecuting those cases. We prosecuted a case in Brockton a couple weeks ago where an individual was convicted of human trafficking and was given a 5 to 7 year sentence in the state prison. That there needs to be a deterrent effect. There needs to be an educational component. And we need to be talking to people in our communities, talking to our groups that we deal with, like Family Community Resources, the new lead victim service provider in this area, trying to let individuals who are dealing with this stuff know that there are people there that can help and get them out of these situations.
When you say, you know, going to convict people, are you talking about the pimps that are running these organizations?
Yeah, I mean the organizations, and it doesn't have to be a quote unquote organization. Mm-hmm. It can be as one person. Could be the person working for this quote unquote individual who is getting monies on the backs of people who are, you know, really are in tough, dire straits, whether they be addicted to drugs, whether they be have no money, they have no place to live, and they've received benefits for lack of a better word from this person, and now trying to get them out and understand that they're people on their own and that they don't need to do this is a challenge with the victims too.
And there was a recent, I remember within the past couple of weeks, your office did have a conviction with somebody who was involved in running an organization with human trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, you know, over the last, you know, since human trafficking's really been looked at for the last decade or so, I think statewide there's been a couple hundred prosecutions, and we continue to look at those. And I think really the way we're going to find out about them is educating our community, educating our law enforcement, educating the victim services as to where can we go, and also other agencies, DCF. You know, sometimes we're dealing with young kids who are involved in this. It's a tragedy of major proportions. And how do you help these kids break these cycles and getting into these situations and ruining their lives? You know, we've met people at these forums that have been in this world, they've lived this world, and now they're out of it. And they're great people, and they're out talking about their experiences. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good for people to understand that. And most of these forums will have somebody there that can talk about their own situation.
That was my next question. I was going to ask you, have you ever met somebody that was successfully able to get out of that life? Was it through just their own I guess, fortitude or having someone to show them, we can help you do this, we can help you do that. Have you heard some of the backstories?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mixture of all those situations. I think it's groups that are out there to help people, it's education, and some people who have had the wherewithal to get themselves and extrapolate themselves from it. But now they understand if they get out of it, they don't have to keep looking over their shoulder, they don't have to look over their back. There's somebody there to help them, and that we in law enforcement will make sure we protect them to the extent that we can, including by prosecution.
And the dates and times of the two forums, the human trafficking public forums.
Yeah, it's the first one is October 16th at the Scituate Town Library. It's from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and that's 85 Branch Street in Scituate. The one after that is October 23rd at the Plymouth Public Library, 132 South Street, and that's also 6:30 to 8 p.m.
If people have questions about this, or they're thinking that they maybe they're in trouble and they want to get out of this kind of a situation, or they know of a place where this is happening and they want to find out how they can get help or get help for someone, how can they get in touch with your office?
You can always go on PlymouthDA.com. You can always call our office. We have an assistant DA on phone call, 508-584-8120, 508-584-8120.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.